today's impossibility is tomorrow's miracle. So you never let, just because you got a dream, you say, well, it's impossible. Well, so what? A lot of things that are impossible become possible when you do it. Never let an impossible situation intimidate you. Let it motivate you to pray more, to believe more, to trust more, to experience more, to learn more, to grow more. That's how you grow. Just because your dream seems, quote, impossible, doesn't mean you shouldn't go after it.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to improve your health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling, stay with us for this amazing series. But first, if you're looking for the right combination of daily inspiration and encouragement to finally achieve the healthy lifestyle you've longed for, you need the new Daniel Plan 365-day devotional. It's a great way to start your busy day, and you can find out all about it by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com. Or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Awesome Power of Faith.
You know, for 30 years, I've been studying this question, what kind of person does God bless? What kind of person does God use? What kind of qualities do you find in people that He unusually blesses? Because I want to be a person like that. I hope you do too. And you know what I've discovered is that God uses all kinds of people, backgrounds, ages, economic status, language, ethnic, everything. But there is one common denominator you can find in every single person that God blesses in an unusual way. It doesn't matter who or where they are, or where they're from. They always have this quality in their life if you find somebody that God is blessing in an unusual way. And what is it? It is people who are not afraid to trust God completely. That is what I call the faith factor. God blesses people who are not afraid to trust Him completely. And when you do that, it produces enormous power in your life. Enormous power. Now, the Bible tells us there's a direct connection between faith and power. That the more faith you put in God, the more you let Him steer your life and drive your life, the more power and the more blessing you're going to have in it. Jesus illustrated this in Matthew 13. It says, He had gone to Nazareth, which was His hometown. It said, Jesus did not do many miracles of power in His hometown because of their lack of faith. Notice the connection between faith and power. In the Bible, Abraham is called the father of faith. Why is he the father of faith? Look at the next verse. Abraham's faith did not leave him, and he did not doubt God's promise. Instead, would you read this with me? His faith filled him with power. Would you like to have more of God's power in your life? You see, if you don't have God's power in your life, you're going to be running on your own energy, and that's why you're tired all the time. It's why you're always wiped out, why you're always fatigued. God never meant for you to go through life just on your own power. It's like having a laptop unplugged. The battery's eventually going to drain. You got this much of a battery, and behind you is God's San Onofre power plant waiting for you to plug in. Now, you can do either. You can either run through life on your power, which means you're going to be tired all the time, or you can plug into God's power and have enormous amounts of energy that you never thought possible. So today, what's the secret? It's through getting more faith. I want to help you grow in faith.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat, but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-day devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-day devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling truly full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-day devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering making a financial gift to this ministry.
Once again, here's Rick.
Today we're going to look at four ways that you grow in faith. These are just four of maybe hundreds. We could spend an entire year on this subject. But here are four ways that you can grow in faith so that God's power can be more evident in your life and God's blessing will be more evident in your life. Whatever you want God to bless, you need to trust Him for. A relationship, a job, or whatever. So let's look at four ways. Number one, first, faith is choosing God's dream for my life. Faith is choosing and believing God's dream for my life. It all starts with a dream. It all starts with vision, an idea. What does God want to do in my life? Proverbs 29:18. Would you read it with me? Where there is no vision, the people perish. I tell pastors, where there's a church with no vision, the people go to another parish. Everybody wants to know where it's going. Now, the point here is this. Nothing starts happening in your life until you start dreaming. God gave you the ability to dream, to create, to imagine. Nothing happens there. And dreaming is an act of faith. Everything you see on the planet started as a dream, started as an idea, started as a concept. Everything on this campus, this building, all the other buildings, before they became reality, they were a dream in somebody's mind. They weren't mine. Somebody else thought this up. Somebody else thought all the buildings up. Everything you see first was an idea. It first was a dream. And so until you get a dream, nothing becomes reality. Now, if you don't have a goal in life, your goal is just to go through life drifting by default. And that's why if you haven't heard that first message on the power of focus, I would encourage you to get that CD and the little tool, the pencil planner, on how to focus your life. You see, there are a lot of things in life you can delegate to other people. You can pay somebody else to do it. You can get a friend to do it. You can pawn it off on your kids. But there's one thing you cannot delegate, and that is trusting God. I cannot delegate my faith in God to somebody else. I can't ask my wife to believe God for me. I can't ask my husband or my kids or my parents to believe God for me. You cannot ask other people to do that. You have to decide. And you trust God as much as you choose. It's your choice. You can trust Him a little or trust Him a lot. It's totally your choice. Now, how do you get God's dream for your life? Well, you do three things, and it's the next three verses. First, Ephesians 3:20. God, by His mighty power at work within us, is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. God says, think up the biggest dream you can think for your life, and guess what? I can top that. I can do something bigger in your life than the biggest thing you could dream of. Now, I want you to circle a phrase in that, dare to ask. Would you circle that? Here's the first characteristic of dreamers that God blesses. Dreamers dare to ask. If you want God's blessing on your life this year, you must dare to ask for it. You must say, God, this is my dream, and this is I'm daring to ask for it. So what do? Well, you ask God, first, God, what's your dream for my life? What do you want me to do? And then you ask yourself, what have I always dreamed of doing? Let me ask you that right now. What's your dream? If I asked you, what have you always dreamed of doing? And it probably comes to mind. You go, and I'm going to ask you, why aren't you doing it? Well, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, don't have the ability, don't have the... So what? You're talking about looking at yourself. Why don't you look to God? Where do you think that dream came from? God puts desires in our hearts. Say, I've always dreamed of da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, why don't you go after it? And why don't you ask God? God blesses people who dare to ask. God, would you help me with this dream? I've always wanted to, you know, be a whatever. I've always wanted to go to whatever. I've always wanted to accomplish whatever. Well, why don't you ask God for it? The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Here's the question I want you to think through. You might even write this down. What would I attempt for God if I knew I couldn't fail? Just ask yourself that. What would I attempt if I knew I couldn't fail? Let that expand your vision. It always starts with a dream. When you get a dream and you set a goal, goals are statements of faith. I believe I'm supposed to do this by such and such a date. I believe God will empower me. And so if you want God's blessing on your life, first, you dare to ask. Second, you believe God's promises. And that's the next verse. You believe God's promises. The Bible says, I am the Lord, the God of all people of the world. That's why we're doing the peace plan. Is anything too hard for me? The answer is obviously no. You see, nothing is impossible with God. And today's impossibility is tomorrow's possibility. It's tomorrow's miracle. So you never let, just because you got a dream, you say, well, it's impossible. Well, so what? A lot of things that are impossible become possible when you do it. Never let an impossible situation intimidate you. Let it motivate you to pray more, to believe more, to trust more, to experience more, to learn more, to grow more. That's how you grow. Just because your dream seems, quote, impossible, doesn't mean you shouldn't go after it. God is the God of the impossible. That's where faith works. Faith always works in the realm of the impossible. Hudson Taylor said there are three stages to God's will in your life. Impossible, possible, and done. And a lot of things I've done in my life that were impossible when I started to do it. But I trusted God. And first, I believed God and I dared to ask. And second, I believed his promises. We've talked about those. Over 7,000 of them in the Bible. You see, Satan's favorite words to you and that dream he's always dreamed of doing, his favorite words are, you can't do it. Let me say right now, when you get a dream and you hear the words, you can't do it, those words aren't from God. That's not from God. That's from Satan. And he's saying, you can't do it, because he wants to keep you stuck in mediocrity. And as your pastor, I want your life to be an embarrassment to the devil. I want him to look at you and go, oh, I hate that person. Because they believe God. They dare to ask and they trust God's promises. I hate that. If you're going to have God's blessing on your life, you dare to ask, you believe God's promises, and the third thing is you dream big. That's the next verse. God says, ask of me, there's that word ask, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. What's he saying? He says, ask me for the world. I mean, that's about as big as you can get. Ask me for the world. I'll give you the nations. This is, by the way, is one of the promises that we're holding on to for the peace plan. God says, ask me, and I'll give you the nations. You see, the size of your God should determine the size of your goal. And you haven't really believed God until you've attempted something that can't be done in the power of the flesh or done in your own effort. The only way you really please God is when you're living by faith, which means you're doing something you can't do on your own power. So that's why I would encourage you, as I said, get that first message in the series and listen to it, because it's the steps on how do you set those kind of faith goals. But let me just say this. When you begin to dream and you say, okay, God, I'm going to take a step of faith this year. I'm going to go after my dream. First, I'm going to pray and say, what's your dream for my life? Then I'm going to think, what have I always wanted to do? What would I attempt if I knew I couldn't fail? And then I'm going to believe God's promises and I'm going to dream big. And you go out there and what's going to happen is you're going to go out and you're going to start your dream and you're going to fall flat on your face. Why? Because there's three parts to a dream. This is very important. You need to understand this. When God gives you a dream, the first part he gives you, phase one, is what? That's when you get the idea. He gives you an idea of what he wants you to do. That's phase one. And then you go out and you start trying to do it, and you fall on your face, and you think, well, maybe I just made that up. And then you come back and say, God, did I miss your dream? And God says, no, It's still the dream. You just didn't wait for part two. And part two of the dream is how? How am I going to do it? And the way God fulfills the dream in your life will usually be the exact opposite of what you thought. Okay? Because you don't think like God thinks. And so he's going to show you how to fulfill your dream in a way different than you thought you were going to fulfill it. And then there comes the third part, and this is the most important of all, and that's the when. God shows you what he wants to do in your life, then he shows you how, and then he shows you when. And it always comes in phases. And the when is the timing, and God's timing is always perfect. And a lot of times, well, have you ever been in a hurry when God wasn't? And you go, God, you know, I want this dream right now. And God says, well, yeah, it's a good dream, but I'll do it in my timing. And it's not like it's not going to happen. It's, you know the difference between no and not yet? You have to learn that as a little kid, between no and not yet. God says a lot of times, not yet. When I tell you, it'll be right. You know, Kay and I talk about how we have what we call Polaroid vision. You know, if you look at a Polaroid picture and you hold it up, the longer you look at it, the clearer it gets. When it first comes out of the camera, it's pretty blurry. When I started Saddleback Church 25 years ago, I didn't envision all of what was going on here. I just knew this is the right thing to do. Go start the church. And you know, the longer I look at the picture, the clearer it gets. And I go, oh, that's what you had in mind. That's cool. Oh, and look at that. That's cool too. Oh, and there's something else coming up. It's kind of like reading a scroll. You read a little bit and you unroll it, and you read a little bit and you unroll it. God's not going to show you what he's going to do in your life all at once. If he did, it'd scare you to death. So what he does is he just shows you a little bit at a time. So the dream's going to come in stages and phases. Now, the question is, how big should my dream be? You say, okay, Rick, I'm supposed to dream big. I'm supposed to dare to ask. I'm supposed to believe the promises. I'm supposed to dream big. How big should my dream be? You ask yourself two questions. The first question is, how much time do I have to give to it? If it's a dream you got a year on, it better not be a very big goal. If it's a dream you say, I can give the rest of my life to this, you can really dream big. You see, we overestimate what we can do in a year, and we underestimate what we can do in 10 or 20 or 30 or 40. So you have to look at, you see, most people set goals too low and try to accomplish them too quickly. What you need to do is set a bigger dream for your life and take a longer time to do it. I came here at Saddleback. I said, God, I'll go anywhere in the world and start a church if you give me the privilege of spending my entire life in one location. So I was 25 years old. I said, I'm going to give my entire life to one goal, building Saddleback Church. So you guys are stuck with me, you know? Sorry, I'm going to be around for a long time unless God decides otherwise. I haven't read the rest of the scroll. But my goal was just to say, God, I'll spend my entire life in one place. Well, you can do a lot when you take 40 or 50 years to do it. You can get a lot done. You just take, you know, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. It's like that old cliche, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you ask yourself, how much time do I have? And that determines the size of the dream. The other question you ask yourself to decide your dream is, what am I really shaped to do? If you've been through class 301, you know about shape, spiritual gifts, heart, your abilities, your personality, your experiences, the five things that make you you. Now, I know you've heard motivational speakers say, you know, you can be anything you want in life. Well, it's not true. And you probably read some books that say, you can be anything you want in life. It's just not true. Somebody needs to stand up and say, hello, it's not true. You can only be what God shaped you to be. If you try to be something that you're not shaped, wired, gifted to do, guess what? It causes a little thing called stress. Stress is when you try to be something you're not, you aren't. And that's why so many people, I guess 80% of the people in the world are in the wrong job. They're not, you know how you know when you're shaped to do something? It's fun. You love to do it. You get it. I can't wait to go do that. Now, if you have that attitude, I can't wait. If you don't have that attitude, you're likely in the wrong job. Because God wired you. When you're doing what you're shaped to do, you go, this feels good. This is me. And you're not as stressed. Stress comes from trying to be something you're not. I mean, somebody could tell me, Rick, you can be whatever you want to be. And I go, I want to be an opera star. That would not only stress me, it'd stress you. Having to listen to it. And you create stress for other people around you when you're doing things that you weren't gifted to do. So you look at how long you're going to focus on the goal and you look at what you're shaped to do. I want to challenge you to dream great dreams for God. It's your first step in the walk of faith, and it pleases God. All right, so step one in really getting God's blessing in your life is living by faith. And how do you do that? First, I get God's dream for my life. Second step, faith is being willing to risk failure. Once I get a dream, I got to take some risks to go after it. And faith is being willing to risk failure to go after the dream that God has put in your mind and in your heart. You cannot go after a dream without taking some kind of risk. If there's no risk involved, it's not a dream from God, because God wants you to live by faith. It'll be so big that you can't do it on your own. Now, the Bible says in Acts 15, they risked their lives for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God blessed them. Have you ever had to take any risks for the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever had to take any risk? Have you ever risked anything for God? You see, behold the turtle. He only makes progress when he sticks his neck out. And don't be afraid to go out on a limb, because that's where the fruit is. And don't be afraid to rock the boat if Jesus is in the boat. You go ahead and take that risk. You know why? God has unusually blessed this church in a very unusual way. Why? Because this church has a history of taking risks. Enormous risks. We have from day one up to even the last week. We do it all the time. And God looks down and he says, there's a group of people who are willing to trust me, who are willing to believe me for just a little bit more than other people have chosen to believe them for. And that's our choice. No, anybody could do it. It's just, here's a group of people who said, we're going to take another big risk. Let's go out and buy 120 acres of land. Oh yeah, in Orange County? Right. And all kinds of risks that we've done over the years, and God honors that. Now, the reason why we take risks is we're not afraid to fail. We've done more things here at this church that didn't work than did. Oh, by far. Someday I'm going to write a book, 1,000 Ways to Not Grow a Church. I know them all. The truth is, we're not that smart. We just trial and error. We never call it a failure anyway. We call it an experiment.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. With two R's in the middle, you'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Do you have trouble losing weight and keeping it off? Many of us do. Maybe you eat and eat but never seem to feel truly satisfied. Well, instead of turning to food the next time that empty feeling comes around, why not turn to God's Word with the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional? It's packed with encouraging scripture passages, motivational tips, and special food for thought, along with a loving note from Rick Warren. The Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional book helps strengthen your faith, which is essential to your health. Once you've begun doing the daily devotionals, you'll start to see that feeling of truly being full can only come from feasting on the Word of God. We'll send you the Daniel Plan 365-Day Devotional right away when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or call 800-600-5004. And thanks for prayerfully considering making a financial gift to this ministry. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
My prayer is that our study today is going to give you a deeper understanding of every blessing that we have in our life in Christ. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. You can visit our website. You can call the 1-800 number. And by the way, if you want to send a gift in to help us expand this ministry, I deeply appreciate it. Thanks so much for your friendship and your support. And be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope Ministry and your generous financial support.